This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy the podcast.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink. One more night. Step in me. Son of a bitch!
What are we going to talk about today? It's Tuesday and the news cycle has dried up. There's nothing to talk about. No, I'm kidding. Of course, we have the hot mic moment heard round the world yesterday. Unfortunately, I was off the air at that point. So to the victor goes the spoils. Howie Carr got all of that wonderful hot mic sound. I don't even know if we should call it a hot mic, because hot mic implies you didn't know you were mic'd up. Maybe you forgot. You know, Jake Tapper was actually on with Jimmy Kimmel, and he gave the perfect example. Hot mic is the story I was telling the other day to Howie about Robert Durst. He went to the bathroom, forgot he was mic'd up, and admitted basically to murder. What Joe Biden does, I don't know if we can call that a hot mic. There's a mic sitting in front of him, and he's at a press conference, and he called Peter Ducey, or as we know him here, the one-horse pony soldier.
You're a one-horse pony.
He's not only a one-horse pony, according to Joe Biden. Joe Biden called him a stupid son of a bitch. And I'm going to repeat that one more time. Joe Biden, our decent, morally superior, charismatic, folksy, kind, whispering, grandpa-esque hero.
Soul of the country.
The soul of the country called a reporter a stupid SOB yesterday. Now, to be fair to Joe, Ducey did ask him a totally on-topic question about inflation while he was at a press conference on the economy. So I guess it was kind of deserved. He deserved that shellacking. But I don't really think so. So let's play the cut. I have tons of thoughts on this. Here is the audio.
Thank you, guys.
Will you take questions on inflation then?
Let's move. Thank you.
Do you think inflation is a political liability?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
All right, now, I have so many opinions on this, okay? First is the reaction from the mainstream media. The people, the same people who would go into full-blown hysterics if Trump even looked at them the wrong way, well, they're slightly changing their tune on this one. The biggest hypocrite we have to start with, and I have all of this laid out here because there's a lot of different people who deserve a shout out in this hilarious example of the media's hypocrisy. But first, you know, he holds a special place in my heart. The one and only Brian Stelter takes the cake. I mean,
it's an infamous fake.
You know, Stephen Miller put it in a really perfect way. He said it's like the whole universe exists just to show the hypocrisy of this one person. There's so many facets to his lack of self-awareness. It really blows my mind. But this might come as a disappointment to all the eighth graders he was recently lecturing on misinformation. But Brian Stelter is a giant, giant hypocrite. And no one cried harder and no one gasped louder than Brian Stelter during the Trump administration. He might have gone neck and neck with Jim Acosta, but he was definitely top three. This man, and this is what he was tweeting yesterday. So this hot mic moment comes out and he retweets this woman, Jen Chaney. She's got a blue check. I don't know who she is. And this was her tweet. Of course, this will probably be the lead story on Fox News for the next 2 days, turning it into a thing when it should really be a blip. Stelter went on someone's show yesterday, and or maybe it was today, it was Breonna Keeler, so it was probably today because she's in the morning time. And he talked about this same idea, you know, that Fox News, because it's not about the president who's in rapid decline and has all of these catastrophes unfolding in front of him on the menu on his plate. It's about how we react to it. You know, it's about the fact that we want to talk about it. It's the fact that Grace Curley is going to come on here and she's going to weaponize and she's going to seize and she's going to pounce and she's going to hammer. And I know that going in, and I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. I was like the hyenas today in The Lion King looking at Simba when I saw this story. I was excited. And I'm not going to apologize for that. But there's a new word. You know, we talk about hammering, we talk about seizing, we talk about weaponizing. I want to play you the new word that we have to be aware of. As conservatives, when we decide to talk about something, we need to be aware that there's another verb that we could be doing. And this is cut 9, please.
It's wrong no matter what. The best, easiest thing to do in life is to be consistent, regardless of party, regardless of president, and just recognize when something is wrong. Recognize that president should be held to the highest standards. And so in this case, Biden was out of line. I think he knew it because he called Ducey right away to say sorry and try to put it as water under the bridge. It's also not the biggest story in the world, though, right? Well, that's why I'm glad you didn't lead with it. It's not the most important thing in the world. We know Fox is going to milk it as if it is the most important thing in the world. It's one of these minor, interesting moments that shows how the president really feels.
Oh, Fox News is going to milk it. Is that so? Do you think CNN milked the 2 scoops of ice cream story, Brian? You think you guys milked anything over the last 4 years? The Russia hoax, perhaps? There's a lot of milking going on at CNN. But he's worried that Fox News is going to partake when one of their reporters was called a stupid SOB by the president of the United States for asking about inflation, which, in case you've been under a rock,
he gets 2 scoops of vanilla ice cream.
Inflation's up 7%. That's a lot. Now hold on. I got to stick with, I have my outline here. I don't want to forget anything. So this is Brian. You know what? Let's take a trip down memory lane, Jared, because this is worth it. This.
But I had forgot the past. And now I'm slipping fast. Oh, back down memory.
Things were a lot more serious to Brian Stelter in March of 2018. This was when Trump called a reporter a SOB. Calling a journalist a son of a bitch, it was wrong when Trump was just a candidate. And it's even worse now that he's POTUS. That was from Brian Stelter in 2018. And now he's like, oh, Joe Biden deadpanned it. This should be a blip. Let's not overreact here. That was the word, too, deadpanned. Everyone got the talking points at CNN from Jeff Toobin. I'm sorry, Jeff Zucker. Why do I keep confusing those two Jeffs?
Oh, he's half right.
Yeah. So they're deadpanning, because it's a joke, you know, it's Joe Biden making a funny. So they're all trying to downplay the rudeness of Joe Biden because his kindness, his grandfather whisper, his sweetness, was the only reason a lot of people chose him over Trump. Those people are realizing how dumb that decision was right now. But it was always a lie. We're going to get into that, how this was constantly just very fake news. But another reaction I want to play here, which I don't think is getting enough attention, is Kelly O'Donnell from NBC. I think Kelly deserves more attention, and here's why. She's trying to make an excuse for why Joe Biden called her fellow reporter. I thought we were all in this together. You know, I thought when it happens to one of us, it happens to all of us. Democracy's hanging on by a thread. Democracy dies in darkness. Journalists need to stick together. Well, Kelly O'Donnell is making excuses for Joe Biden, and the excuses are so pathetic. Let's take a listen to this. Cut 10.
Reporters were asking about Ukraine because the president has not responded yet about whether he has decided to deploy U.S. troops. Clearly, that's a critical issue, and reporters will ask about it. He made the point that he does not like when questions are asked about a subject other than the planned event, which in this case was about middle-class families and the economy.
Fake news. He was not asking about Ukraine. He asked about Ukraine and then said, if you won't take a question on Ukraine, will you take a question on inflation? Then he asked a question on inflation. I know all of this because it's on camera, Kelly. Perhaps you should take a peek at that as well. And also, I love, even if that were the case, I love this idea that Ice Cream Boy doesn't like to take questions on things that are not on topic. Amtrak Joey Baby's mad. His tummy hurts. He's not allowed to take these questions. Thank you. Since when is that the rule? Did you guys ask Trump questions when he had events about the events, or did you ask him about everything else? I think we all know the answer to that. But Kelly O'Donnell should stick to making excuses for Joe Biden when he falls asleep at the climate summits. She shouldn't be worried about making excuses for him here, because that is some weak stuff. She should write him a note for tomorrow. Joe Biden doesn't need to go to the White House today. He doesn't feel good. Yikes. And of course, Peter Ducey handled this like an absolute pro. He just laughed at it. He got a real kick out of it. He went on all the shows, you know, Bret Baier, The Five, and he did a great job. He didn't take it too seriously, which it's not. I'm not trying to sit here and pretend I care that he called him a SOB. I think it's funny. I think it's actually one of the only times where Joe Biden seems, you know, pretty with it. Because he did acknowledge that inflation's not a good thing in his own way, in his sarcasm. But some of the responses to Peter Ducey laughing this off were so funny. Like Stephen Miller wrote, Jim Acosta would be wearing a neck brace. Matt Walsh said, if Trump said this to a CNN reporter, they'd be holding a candlelight vigil to commemorate the tragedy for the next 50 years. All right, so when we come back, we're going to get into what happened afterwards. Joe Biden did call Peter Ducey to apologize for this, or at least to, you know, have water under the bridge or whatever Brian Stelter said. Jake Tapper was on Jimmy Kimmel last night about this. We have so much sound. We also have other news that really tickles my fancy. Neil Young is giving Spotify. I can't even say this with a straight face. Neil Young is giving Spotify an ultimatum where they're saying it's either me or Joe Rogan. This reminds me of those jokes where it's like, it's either me or the dog. And then they choose the dog. It's like,
oh, Joe Rogan! Joe Rogan!
I have so many opinions on this. Number one being, if you're going to make an ultimatum, you gotta know that it's going to be a tough call for them. You know, you can't throw out such an easy choice. This is not a tough one for Spotify. We're going to get into all of it. We have a lot of fun planned for today. We also have Lou Murray. I got some feedback yesterday on hate mail that I was not doing enough local stuff about the mandates, about Mayor Wu. And unlike Joe Biden, I don't call you a stupid SOB if you have a problem with the show. I take it in, take the advice. So Lou Murray will be joining us to talk about the vaccine mandates. Okay? All right, you stupid SOBs. Just kidding. Just kidding. Like Marilyn said, diamonds are a girl's best friend. If you're like me, you've always wanted diamond stud earrings, but the price and the fear of losing them has stopped you. Yes, that has always been my thing, is that I love the idea of diamond studs, but having those in your ears, my earrings fall out a lot. And, you know, or you take them out when you're going in the shower, whatever it is, and then you're afraid you're going to lose them. So now you can get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $75. Each earring is only 1 carat, making it a total of 2 for only $79. The quality is amazing. I'm wearing them right now. A regular diamond has 58 facets, but the Diamond XL has 106. This gives the diamond more sparkle, more brilliance, and more beauty than a genuine diamond. I'm wearing them right now. I can't believe how real they look. Check them out. I get tons of compliments on these whenever I wear them. They've been in business for 54 years and have over 8 million satisfied customers. You have a choice between silver or gold settings, and they come in a beautiful black velvet gift box. Men, be the star this Valentine's Day and surprise her with a pair. Now, I want to issue this warning. I talked about these earrings a lot yesterday and how much I love them. I've been wearing them constantly for the last 2 weeks. I did not realize it is a limited supply. So they got a lot of people yesterday who wanted a pair of these. And I should say that this deal where you go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Grace Diamond, that is still the deal, but it's only while supplies last. Shipping is free and it's guaranteed to ship before Valentine's Day. But again, it's while supplies last. It's diamondxl.com, code Grace Diamond. And I'm just going to take off these headphones so you guys can see them. Fabulous. Okay. We'll be back after the break. We'll take your calls for this whole hour. If you have an opinion on Joe Biden's hot mic moment. Now is the time. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Son of a beasting.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid. An American
girl. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hey, I think the president's right. You are a stupid essay.
Yeah, nobody has fact-checked him yet and said it's not true.
No one's given Pinocchio's for that one. No, but...
That was Jesse Waters. I was watching that yesterday. It was pretty funny. I mean, I don't think that there's anything wrong with a hot mic moment. I never thought Joe Biden was that kind to begin with. I've actually seen him. We have a couple montages here that the RNC, I believe, is putting together of him snapping at reporters. He has an infamously thin skin. I think he's has a thinner skin than Donald Trump. He cannot
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
He cannot take any criticism. And he's recently, over the past week, not only called Peter Ducey a stupid SOB, but he called another reporter from Fox. He said she had a stupid question by asking the president why he was letting Putin, you know, why he was waiting for Putin to make the first move. And so all these people are so dumb compared to our genius president. He's so genius, and yet there seems to be some issues he just can't figure out. Supply chain, COVID-19, what am I missing? The economy, the border. It's weird because he's so smart. He has a higher IQ than everybody else. He told a reporter that at one point. His son is, I don't even have to tell you guys, he's the smartest person Joe knows.
He is the smartest man I know. I mean, in pure intellectual capacity.
And even so, here we are in this predicament. Weird. You'd think someone that smart would be able to have better approval ratings. You'd think he'd be able to explain to people why we're so lucky to have someone of his intellectual prowess. And yet, here we are. All right. Now, before we even go any further here, I got to give the update that Joe Biden did call Peter Ducey to clear the air. And he told him, quote, "It isn't personal, pal." I would like to issue a correction. I'm going to fact check that right now. I'm sure what Joe Biden said, if this transcript was accurate, was, "I want to clear the air and it isn't personal, Bal."
Get ready, Bal.
Because I don't know why he would say pal. That doesn't track with him. We have so much more of this to go through. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel and Jake Tapper are going through it. Jake Tapper made a couple of decent points. Like, he's okay with, you know, keeping a pretty set standard. But he also said something very fake that I want to get into after the break. But first, today's poll question is brought to you by the Fallens Bee Inn in beautiful North Sutton, New Hampshire. It's my favorite weekend retreat, no matter the season. That's Follansbee, the Fallens Bee Inn. Jared, this is a tough poll question, I think. At least it was on my Twitter before. What is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
You can only listen to one for the rest of your life. Which do you choose? Blinken's Spotify, James Taylor, Neil Young, or Bruce Springsteen?
Oof. Yuck. I'm going to say, and before Howie even asks when he comes on, death is not an option. Okay? You have to choose one. I'm going to say, I might say Blinken just because at least then I get a variety.
Variety, yeah.
No, I'm going to say Bruce Springsteen.
Between red and blue.
Yeah.
Feels right. Boss right now is at 18% for third place. First place goes to James Taylor at 42%, 30% for Neil Young, and 9% for Anthony Blinken Spotify.
Wow, James Taylor, you've got a friend. I did not see that coming. All right, we'll be right back with a lot more. 844-500-4242. Call in. It's The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio,
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Okay, quick update. The pearl-clutching, constantly fake outraged people in our media are giving Joe Biden a bit of a pass here. And I just thought of something else. Remember how we were told over and over again by our morally superior, polite, decent, compassionate Democrats that Let's Go Brandon was rude and mean?
Let's go Brandon!
It was an offensive slur. We shouldn't be saying it. It's classless. It's, you know, a euphemism for something grotesque. Guess what? I think we're good. I think we can keep saying it. I think, I don't even think Joe Biden would care. He doesn't seem, he seems to have a bit of a potty mouth, if I do say so myself. And I want to bring up something else here. So Jake Tapper goes on with Jimmy Kimmel last night. And the most concerning part about this interview is how deranged Jimmy Kimmel is. Like, he is seriously Trump deranged. He hates Donald Trump. He hates everyone on Fox News. He's actually the definition of what we were talking about yesterday, where a liberal is so convinced that they're in the right for hating Donald Trump that they will be ruthless to anyone else. They lose all humanity, all compassion, you know, all grace. They just are on the track of Trump, orange man, evil, and everyone else who has anything to do with him is also evil. That is Jimmy Kimmel. And in a shocking display of normalcy, Jake Tapper actually was like a foil to Jimmy Kimmel. He was actually the only person in that room who was saying, hold on, you know, there's a way to kind of have a middle ground here. Jimmy Kimmel does not see it that way. He hates Peter Doocy. And I want to play this, and we'll probably stop it a little bit here, but let's start with cut six.
Reporter Peter Doocy, is he a dumb son of a bitch? I don't think any president should be calling any journalist a dumb son of a bitch. And to be fair to Peter Doocy, the question was fairly anodyne. It was just,
yeah. Well, he didn't technically call him a dumb son of a bitch. He was caught on microphone.
I mean,
saying he was.
It'd be like you calling me a dumb son of a bitch right now, caught on microphone. I mean, he was standing right in front of a microphone.
Right, right. But don't you think
it wasn't like,
well, hold on, pause there. So Kimmel's already trying to spin this to a fake news spin master. That's how crazy this has become. He's trying to convince the Baghdad Bob of the Biden administration that what he's saying is not true. Like, oh, no, he didn't say it to him. He said it. He was caught on a hot mic. And Jake Tapper's like, no, dude, I saw the same video you did. He was sitting in front of a microphone. That's calling someone a stupid SOB. Come on. When Jake Tapper is telling you that you're stretching it, you're in trouble. Okay, continue.
You know, it wasn't like Robert Durst like confessing to murder in the bathroom for getting his mic on. It was at a press conference.
It was like that.
No, it wasn't. Now let's play. This is where it gets really good, because Jimmy Kimmel is shocked, and he tries to set this up like, oh, you're such a classy guy for defending Peter Doocy. This is cut seven.
But wait a minute. Fox News says you are, you know, that you're on Team Biden and you are a mouthpiece for the Democrats. And yet here you are defending Peter Doocy, who, as far as I've been able to tell, is indeed a dumb son of a bitch. So.
Oh, there go the clapping seals. Right on cue.
I do not agree with that. And I will say, like, standards for decency don't have to do with whether or not you like the people that are being treated poorly. It just has to do with the standard. And yes, I recognize that. I recognize that Peter's channel probably would never come to my defense like that, but it is what it is.
Two things. You're lecturing the guy who talked about people dying in Florida as, oh, that's so sad for all the orphaned ferrets. That's Jimmy Kimmel's level of decency. That's who you're talking to about decency, is a man who celebrates when people die of COVID as long as they're in Florida. Makes jokes of it. Ha ha. So funny. Number two is this idea that Fox wouldn't defend Jake Tapper is completely false. Where is Glenn Kessler? I need a fact check, because if everyone could just, you know, go back into their memory here, Fox actually filed an amicus brief on behalf of CNN to get Jim Acosta back his press pass. Does anyone remember that? And also, Fox defended Caitlin Collins when she got booted from the White House press briefings. Tucker Carlson defended her. Bret Baier defended her. So this whole thing that, wow, Jake, I can't believe you would defend a fellow reporter when you know that Fox would never do the same for you. All those boomer rubes at Fox would be spewing hate about you. No, actually, multiple times in the past, they've defended CNN. So let's stop pretending that we're so shocked. Also, though, it was funny, speaking of Caitlin Collins, she was on with Jake Tapper reporting about this. And I do think that these journalists are getting very tired of trying to sugarcoat this Biden administration. And this is a real slap in the face to them, because the one thing that Joe Biden is supposed to be is like the nice old grandpa. And I used to say this when he was running against Trump. I would say, we can't be too mean because then it elicits sympathy from people. You get like the sympathy vote. And Trump, in that first debate, that's exactly what he did. He made Joe Biden sympathetic. But deep down, Joe Biden is not a sympathetic character. He's a jerk. And I think that as long as he could suppress that jerk instinct, the media would always be able to, you know, fluff him up a little bit. But now that he's thrown that out the window and he's just calling people stupid SOBs, I think it's actually wearing on the media, who are like, come on, dude, this is like the one thing we asked you to do, which is be nice to people. Now you're lashing out and getting angry. And so Caitlin Collins is on with Jake Tapper, and listen to Jake Tapper's response. This is cut 11.
Well, and Jake, I think the irony also is that the president was saying he wanted questions on the topic at hand. Inflation is related to this council because, of course, that is something that they are trying to solve, something they are trying to talk about. It plays into the larger conversation about it. And then when he got that question, that was how he responded, Jake.
Yeah, he's having a rough time of it.
Jake's like, I don't know. I can't save this ship anymore. This ship is sinking fast. And it's not, like I said, it's not the first time. But what I wanted to do before I play this cut here of a montage of Joe Biden being incredibly rude to journalists, there's a great piece in The Spectator, and I'm biased, full disclosure, I do write for The Spectator, but one of my favorite writers is Freddie Gray. He has a really good piece out. I'm going to read a couple lines from it. I'll try to keep it short. But it's titled, Biden's Mask Has Slipped. Okay? In his sarcasm, the president at least acknowledged that inflation was a genuine worry. That is true. That is, I think, the most redeeming part about that cut, is that it's the first time that this Truman Show presidency has even slightly reached out and touched reality, is when Joe Biden says, oh, no, it's an asset. Yeah, more inflation. Great. That sarcasm reveals that he knows this is a problem, which is kind of a breakthrough. How sad is that? This is kind of a breakthrough. Because what do they always say, Jared? The first step of a problem.
Admitting it.
Admitting it. And now we have a little bit of acknowledgement. So I don't want to brush by that. His administration has spent months dismissing the issue as merely a transient concern. That's when they always say, you know, it's transitory. It's transitory. All things are transient, I suppose. Take Joe Biden's much-lauded decency. That quality, which
economists call all these things transitory effects.
That quality, which apparently most distinguished him from Donald Trump. Because for all of the blather, so then he goes on and he says, for all of the blather about his integrity, Biden isn't really a great guy. Nobody really cares about swears these days. Let's not be too prim on ourselves. And Biden apparently rang the Fox reporter last night to say it's nothing personal. But Biden can't have his decorum cake and eat it too. Now, there's this talk about Joe Biden that he was this man who reached across the aisle and he got along with everyone, you know, and, oh, he's old Joe. It's like that folksy, oh, you know, I don't hold a grudge, blah, blah, blah. So Freddie Gray writes, people in Washington do like Joe. It's true. He has always been able to cultivate friends on Capitol Hill, until recently anyway. But Washington isn't a place where genuine and amiable people get on, and Biden has always propped up his nice guy persona with sometimes quite shocking rudeness, long before age made him the cranky near-octogenarian we see today. Nice guys don't spend four decades obsessively trying to become the most powerful person in the world, as the former Biden staffer Jeff Connaughton knows all too well. Now, I didn't know about this guy, and maybe when I bungle his name here, maybe he's someone who everyone knows about, but I found this very interesting. Connaughton who joined Biden's office in the 1980s and worked for him for over a decade, published a bitter memoir in 2012 in which he described Biden as an egomaniac autocrat who was determined to manage his staff through fear. Apparently, Biden liked to call staffers dumb bleep. That bleep is the, if you were looking at Let's Go Brandon, it's the let's. That's the bleep. When he couldn't remember their names. His ambitions, wrote Connaughton, were mainly about himself. Biden's ego is very sensitive to slights, more so perhaps than even the notoriously thin-skinned Donald Trump. Much was made of the bromance between Vice President Biden and President Barack Obama, but in reality, the relationship between the two men was prickly, to put it mildly. Obama found Biden's many gaffes frustrating. Biden felt insecure that Team Obama didn't take him seriously. My manhood is not negotiable, he reportedly said when negotiating how much power he ought to have as vice president. The mask becomes the man, but an ill-fitting mask tends to slip. In Biden's reputation as a lovable old geezer, a silent generation guy with nothing but heart, is so wrong that it should have been debunked years ago. Now, as the strains of the presidency tell us, we are seeing more of the real man, potty mouth and all. And I was thinking about that part in this about Obama and how Biden was struggling with, you know, how much power they were going to give him. He wanted more. Makes sense. He wanted to be president. He didn't want to be vice president. But then you think about yesterday, and just to kind of tie it into this Ukraine-Russia thing, a video that was very popular yesterday was Biden as VP when he was bragging about that situation in Ukraine. And when, I think he used SOB again. Well, SOB, find that old cut, Jared. I think he did. But I was watching that clip and I'm like, he was very confident as vice president. He was overly confident. He was arrogant. And I think that was his way of dealing with the fact that his manhood was non-negotiable. He needed to be, you know, the tough guy, Joe Biden. But he's always been a jerk. That is, you know, he's consistent. He's not consistent in a lot of things, but he's very consistent at that. Tony, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tony.
Good afternoon, Grace. Great to join you. Right. Unbelievable, right? This, this thing with Peter Ducey, right, was an absolute disgrace. I mean, really, are we really surprised? But almost, I kind of am in a way, because I can't even believe you hearing the President of the United States calling, you know, a reporter, or anybody for that matter, on television, you know, a stupid SOB. I mean, it's just disgraceful and no class, which is what he's all about. But you know something? Here's the thing. Right now, Biden is in a real quandary, if you think of it. Now, the mainstream media doesn't talk about it, but you talk about it, you know, Howie and Jeff, you know, only a few. But here's the thing. Take a look at what's going on right now. All the money that him and his zero-experience son, Hunter, pulled in from Ukraine, the millions of dollars funneled into the Biden crime family, and now he wants to sacrifice the men and women of our military, okay, because he feels like he needs to help Ukraine because of all the money that his son, the bag man, pulled in for the Biden crime family. What an absolute disgrace. And he wants to sacrifice our troops. We shouldn't be there. We don't belong there. And it's horrible, Grace. It's just horrible.
I totally agree. And I think what you just said about the, you know, the return to norms was the big sell. We're going to return to norms. It's so nice to have a, you know, all those deranged cat ladies. That's what they write underneath the videos of Joe and Jill. It's so nice to have a real president in the White House again. It warmed my heart. Well, so we don't have mean tweets anymore. We just have a mean old man yelling at people. And then what we got in exchange for that is higher gas prices, inflation. We're on the brink of war. Our borders flooded. And we don't even have this nice, classy presidential guy that we were promised.
Come on, man.
Quite a deal we made. Good job, America. Do you feel, is America back yet? Hashtag Blinken Spotify. No one likes to feel out of the loop, but that's how I feel in the office when Jared and Taylor would talk about their investment apps and cryptocurrency. I wanted to grow my wealth too, but I couldn't wrap my head around a lot of the current fads. I had friends this weekend who were talking to me about those, what are they called, Jared? It's like a picture of something.
NFTs.
That was really confusing to me.
Yes, that's something else.
And I just told them, listen, I'm all set because I found a way to grow my wealth, to invest my money. in something that I can understand. And that's when I turned to Gold Co. They're the leading precious metals company in the U.S. and five-time Inc. 500 winning company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of positive reviews. You can trust the team at Gold Co. to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/grace to request your free Protecting Your Wealth kit that uncovers the secrets that your financial advisor won't tell you. If you visit goldco.com/grace, but you have to do the slash grace, Gold Co. will give you up to 10% in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right. You heard me correct. I just said 10% in free silver. I'm already invested in gold and silver with Gold Co. because I know what I'm getting. I know I'm in good hands. If you want to protect and grow your wealth like I did, you can trust the experts at Gold Co. They've helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect them against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/grace. We'll be right back with more of your calls. It's 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato chips.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
We do have some breaking news that we want to report. Fox News White House correspondent Peter Ducey just appeared on Sean Hannity's program to say that President Biden has called him to apologize for earlier calling him a stupid SOB. I just want to put up this tweet we have from Fox's Pat Ward. He is a White House producer for Peter Ducey. They work hand in hand. He was tweeting that Peter Ducey tells Sean Hannity that President Biden called him tonight to say, quote, "It's nothing personal, pal," after calling him a stupid son of a B earlier.
It felt personal. It felt very personal. But don't worry. Peter Ducey is not Jim Acosta. You know, he's not going to make an entire book out of this thing. He's not recording his Audible version of his book going, "Oh, it was a terrible day for democracy when the president called me a stupid SOB." Peggy, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, Grace. Great show, as usual. I was tuning in, and I was listening to your last caller, and I never really even gave it that much thought, but I think that caller was spot on. I think he's so entangled with the Ukraine between his Hunter and him, and I really do feel like he owes them something because he's gotten so much money from them. I mean, I could be making this all up. I don't even know. But he is going to sacrifice our kids because he pocketed all this money from them. I mean, this is, it's a theory, but I'm just saying, someone's got to say something. It's crazy.
Well, there has to be some reason, because if you talk to any foreign policy experts, they say that there's no interest in us to get involved in this. So I don't think it's crazy at all, Peggy. I'm not going to call you a conspiracy theorist. You know, the Washington Post might, the New York Times might, NPR might. You might be spreading Russian disinformation, but I think you're on the right track. Joe, you're next with Grace really quickly. Go ahead, Joe.
I am Joe from Watertown. See, I'm just telling you that I think the truth is going to help our country, and if that means impeaching Biden so that Kamala Harris can become president, so be it. Then we can work on cleaning up Kamala Harris and it just go down the line, because all of the people of the United States of America that are citizens need to know the truth. I'm a veteran. Sending people to the Ukraine for a senseless war is ridiculous, and it's got to stop. So I think you need to start going through the list and start impeaching all of these corrupt politicians so that American citizens can have the freedom they deserve.
Joe, thank you for your service. Very good point. I will talk a little bit about my thoughts on impeachment coming up later in the show. But first, we have Lou Murray joining us next to talk about the Boston vaccine anti-mandate rallies. I was all confused, mixed up. That's what we're going to talk about. Don't go anywhere.